Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for another new day, another beautiful day of just looking to you, hearing from you, and arising and shining. Thank you, Lord. Yesterday we just saw again that the God quality of life that we lost in Adam was revealed in you, Jesus. Thank you. You came and you showed the life from a baby to a young man to a spirit-led son moving powerfully in kingdom reality. That's what we partake of. We are kingdom kids, Lord. And then we thank you. We see that you raised up disciples, and these disciples are your brothers. You were the firstborn among many brothers. But then, praise God, you met us. You came to us as well. You called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. And thank you, you're a living reality that's with us. Our lives are hid with you, Jesus. In you, Father God, we've been powered by the Spirit on a daily basis. Morning by morning, you're waking our ears. So thank you for just encouraging us and enlightening us and motivating us for the day ahead. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 24 to 27. After that comes the end, the completion, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father. After he has made inoperative and abolished every ruler and every authority and power. For Christ must reign as king until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be abolished and put to an end is death, for he the Father has put all things in subjection under his, that's Christ's feet. But when he says all things have been put in subjection under Christ, it's clear that he the Father, who put all things in subjection to him, Christ, is accepted, since the Father is not in subjection to his own Son.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we had the picture of the beauty of Jesus as I prayed, you know, being the light, the life, the way, the truth, and the life. And that's the reality of what we all had, because we were predestined in Christ before the foundation of the earth. So God, bringing his Son, has brought back the kingdom realities that are available to children of the living God. And so, praise God, he called us. And he's called us for himself. We no longer live for ourselves, but for the family, for the Father, for the Son, for the leading of the Holy Spirit in the truth. So that's so important. And Daniel's readings just pointed out so beautifully the prophetic picture that Daniel prophesied there to King Nebuchadnezzar. You know, you have all these kingdoms, these four kingdoms in that prophecy. But then a stone was taken. And then that stone, the Roman kingdom, the last kingdom that was made of iron, but also mixed with clay. And then everything collapsed. And then that stone just grew and grew and grew and became a mountain that filled the whole earth. And that is prophetic of Jesus coming, bringing the kingdom realities. And it's been ruling the last 2,000 years, 2,000 plus. And so he's been working mightily, you know. We remember his initial works showing the way, the truth, and the life to us so that we can wake up to the way, the truth, and the life. Then calling the disciples, the first fruit. And then us, each and every one of us, we've been called. And we also said we've been called. We are also a type of first fruits because the fruit that we are bringing is kingdom realities, new things to this earth as we stay in tune with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And morning by morning, they wake in our ears. And so we are in exciting times because through the ages, this last 2,000 years, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit has been bringing in the kingdom and the kingdom realities because the platform has been laid. It's clear in the heart of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit what is the purpose. And now we have got a portion of the kingdom. The kingdom in us is our calling. We were predestined. And then he's called us, and he justifies us, and he glorifies us according to his plan for us, our name written in heaven. So it's so important we find our place, and then day by day just enjoy it. Walk out in victory. Walk in light. Amen. Light chases away darkness, and it gives answers for problems, blessings for curses. And it's like children now, part of the family, walking with Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. You just stay in tune. I love at church on Sunday, the pastor shared there on Colossians chapter 3. And she read through the whole chapter, you know, and it's just so beautiful there. I haven't got the Bible in front of me, so I'm just talking that. Well, the first part is there, if then you've been raised by Christ. Now, the devil wants to say, if, it's not a question. It's not a question, it's a statement. Because when Christ was raised, you were raised together with him, so that in the ages to come, he may show his goodness and mercy towards you. Amen. The good works goes on because you made for good works, Ephesians 2:10. I'm sharing there from Ephesians chapter 2 now. And so that's a reality. And if that's a reality, you've got new life and you're there to share in his resurrection and waking up to who you really are. Everyone's names are written in heaven. Amen. And you want to wake up to that. And then he says, now, if then you're raised with Christ, seeking the things that are above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Why? Because you're a co-heir together with the Lord. Amen. One died for all. One lives for all. One with you is a very present help in times of need. And so you set your mind on things above. Why? Because you died. The old man died. He died for you so that you can have this new quality of life, the new thing. So you can, every morning, you drawing close, you spending time, and Christ is being revealed, and he's revealing himself to you as your savior, as your big brother, so as for you to wake up to the image and likeness of who you really are, predestined in him. And then you are starting to just walk in the footsteps of Jesus, yeah, being transformed from glory to glory by the Spirit. And then you read on the rest of the chapter, and you see there what you've got to put on, what you've got to put on every day. And remember that what you mustn't put on is that old man. So reading the first portion from verse 1 to 4, you see your daily attitude and action. And then you've got many references there to what you were. You are not any longer. You are now a new creation. I think of 2 Corinthians 5:17. Anyone in Christ is a new creation. Old things have passed away. So these old things, these are the things that you walked around in. These are the things you can think about it as dirty clothing, bad attitudes, bad actions that you put on. But now you are new. And now you are waking up to get your new wardrobe from the Lord. You're just listening to him, and that's what you're putting on. So you need to see it like that. So you see, when you put on the new, there's no room for the old. Yeah? And that's the thing. We died with Christ. That has been taken away. You can see that in Romans chapter 6. Just as he died for all these things, and so he lives. He doesn't live in them any longer. He died for them. He now lives for God in the same way. Reckon yourself dead to sin and alive to God. Alive to God, getting a new attitude, thinking, and a attitude that you're taking on into the day as clothes that you are wearing, new things that you are putting on. Amen. And what is that? That's the image and likeness of Jesus. Amen. And together you're working with the Lord now, and your labor is not in vain. It's yet to your gain. So yeah, be blessed, guys, and just arise and shine. And know God loves you. And as the word says, he's ruling and reigning till all darkness there on this earth is taken off. And we're ruling with him, and we are really, I feel the roof of the kingdom is coming. The kingdom has come, foundations have been laid, and walls have been built up. And yes, we've got a race to run to bring about those things that God has placed in our care, in our hearts, relevant to his plan for us in heaven. But we're in exciting times, guys, because the end is coming where the darkness is taken away. And the kingdom is on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. And then God is love, then everything is just love. Amen. The Lord has done it. He's done the dying. He's raised up, and he's raised us up with him. And he's now encouraging us all as family to rise and shine, for your light has come. Amen.
Amen.